The thought for today: a person needs one thing to be truly happy. A good attitude. A person needs one thing to be truly happy, and that is a good attitude. You can have all the money in the world. You can have all the happiness in the world and all the success in the world and all the good things in the world. But if you don't have a good attitude, you have nothing. Why is it that attitude is so important? Well, just take, for instance, if you're going for a ride in the country and you say, oh, the weather is terrible because it's raining. You say, oh, isn't that too bad? Look at the water running down the hills there and washing away the dirt. Oh, look at the river overflowing. Oh, look at this. Oh, look at that. Now, that's an attitude. Another attitude might be, oh, boy, all this water. The reservoirs are going to be full of water. We're not going to have a water shortage anymore. Oh, there's a little damage, but that'll all be snuffled up and taken care of in no time. And someone else might look at it and say, oh, my gosh, I've got to get down to my office and tell them to open up the floodgates so that they can take the water into the reservoir areas that we have, because we've been diverting it because we needed to have it immediately for the croplands. But now they'll have their share and we'll have our share. But you see, it's all attitude. All attitude. How do you look at it? Now, I was talking with May today, yesterday, and I said to May, I said, you're so, you know, down in the mouth, so quiet, so you know, not responsive. What's going on? She said, well, I'm all right. I said, you look like you're going to die. You want to live or you want to die? She says, oh, I want to live. And I said, wonderful. And I said, you could talk a little louder. And she says, well, I'm talking loud enough. I said, no, you're not. I said, now, are you going to hit me in the face? He says, I don't hit you in the face. I hit you in the belly. Yeah. And we talked about a whole lot of things in a whole lot of areas. Now, the day that May decides that she really wants to get back in shape again, it's a very simple thing. It's a very simple thing. All she does is say, I'm whole and perfect. All she does is say, I like me. And all she does is act that she thinks she's going to live a long, happy, harmonious, healthy life. Now, that's easy done. That's easy done to say those things. But to believe them, that's another story. Can you believe that you're going to be whole and perfect when you're sick? The usual thing is, it's hard. It's hard. We're having a statement coming up later, and it says that being a practitioner is kind of cold. And it is. It is kind of cold. Now, you see, if I were really a practitioner with my sister, I would not see the illusions that she's having. I would not want her to enjoy wholeness and perfection right now. I would not want her to live or die, to live by her choice. I would not want her to eat her meal. I would not want her to be charming and loving and gentle. Ellen, what would I do?
You would see her whole and perfect, which is her reality.
I would see it done. I would see her whole and perfect, which is her reality. Now, why is it we have difficulty in doing that? We have difficulty in doing that because we play the game of illusion. And we think the illusions are the real thing. Now, let's just get our attitude correct on this. Does May have a right to live or die in my world?
In your world.
In my world. Yeah, see, you got the message. In my world, no. Where am I the practitioner? In my world. In my world. So therefore, whatever illusions I see and empower, those are things that happen. Now, what if I don't empower somebody to die who is having every reason to die? What if I don't empower that?
In your world, it's not happening.
In my world, it doesn't happen. Now, what other world is there besides my world?
None.
Are you all in my world?
Yes.
Have I created you in my world?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you having fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you realize that as a practitioner, you have no friends?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's fine.
How easy to say that.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Do you realize you have no family?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
No, really, I have not.
And you have no pets?
No, nothing I have.
You have no dogs, no cats, no critters? No. And you have no house? No. You have no clothes? No. You have no nothing? No.
No, everything.
Is that something that we can, every day of our life, say, yeah, that's true? Not very easy.
Mm-mm.
Because we've taught ourselves to say that we have family, we have friends, we have illusions, and that's the reality.
Yeah.
And as long as that's our reality, as long as that's the direction that we're going to go, then that's what we're going to have. Now, our attitude takes us a long way, but listen to this. My attitude is that they're dead, and I do not see them anymore. My attitude is that they're alive, and I see them. Now, which attitude can I have?
Either or.
You can have either attitude you want. Now, is one attitude good and the other attitude bad?
No.
Why is it that we are so shook up and making decisions about the attitude?
Okay.
Now, you look at someone who is dying and painful and having a terrible time of it, and it'd be so nice if they could just die and be over it. It'd be so nice if they could just die and be over it. You understand?
Yeah.
It'd be so nice if they'd just be whole and perfect and have a new illusion.
That's
right, Ingeborg? Inga? It's nice if they'd have a new illusion, right? Okay. Wouldn't it be nice if they could just die and be over the pain? Who's saying this? Are you experiencing the pain? No, they are. Your pain is that you feel that they hurt. Now, what are you going to do about that? See, as a practitioner, you can see them whole and perfect with your attitude, or you can see them dead with your attitude. Now, isn't it nice and easy to wash the slate now and then and have them die? It's nice to get rid of people who are sick in our world and people who got problems, people who have worries and concerns. You know, it's nice to have them out of our world, you know?
It's actually not taking responsibility for my part.
No. It's not nice having them out of our world. What we haven't done, as you say, take responsibility, what we have not done is we have not made up our mind what we want. Do we want them to be whole and perfect? Do we want them to be dead? Do we want them to be sickly? What do we want? What do you want? Do you know? You have no idea. You don't know what you want because you're concerned about them. How do they feel? What's their attitude, right?
Yeah.
What's their attitude? They have no attitude. They have no right. How is May's attitude?
She is just
no
fun.
May's attitude is whatever my attitude is about her. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me and May. Now, whatever my attitude is about May, that's what her attitude is. When I go in there, I banter with her, I share with her, I say good things to her, and then I leave. You know, I just leave that happy note there. Now, how is she doing in my world?
Very much alive and kicking.
Very much alive and kicking. That's good. Very much alive and kicking. And why?
Because that's how you see her.
That's how I see her. Does she have the privilege or the right to be different than how I see her?
No, because she is you.
She is my creation. She is me. Now, how do I see you, Ellen?
Fabulous! Awake, alert, and enthusiastic, smart, speaker, and writer.
Right, Inga?
Correct.
All right. Why is it that I ever mention May experiencing anything less than what I wanted to see?
Oh, just to see how
Why do I ever mention anything about May that I don't want her to be experiencing?
You treat for her.
Who?
We treat for her.
Who?
I.
Oh, your treatment is no good.
I speak my word.
Your treatment is no good for my sister and my world.
Ah.
Ah. See, now we get down to that part. My world. Yeah. So, in your world, you treat and see her whole and perfect and good stuff like that. Super. And how is she doing?
Great.
Now, let's clean that up a little. How is she doing? She is...
on top of everything.
That's better. She's perfect.
She's perfect.
Yeah. You see, don't say she's great or a top of everything. Say she's perfect because there's no being great or greater. There's no being on top of. She's perfect. Now, that's hard for us to come to that conclusion because we haven't used that word seriously in our own lives and our own experiences. Now it's up to us to start using it. And to have the attitude of May being perfect when she's living in this rest home and she looks like she might not be perfect, that's tough. That's tough. It's easier to treat when you're away from a person like that than when you're with them. But the nobility comes in treating them when you're with them. And seeing them and letting them see and feel your vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of vibrations do I have when I'm with me?
Dynamics. Yeah.
Through the ceiling.
Yeah.
And what type of vibrations does she have with me when I'm there with her?
Same.
Why am I reporting anything different? To see if you fall in the trap. Don't you ever pull it on me, though. Because if you say your sister's not feeling very well and she's coming down with something, I'll say, oh, good. Maybe she can come down with some more stuff, you know. You got to be real careful. Real careful. Whether it's your family, your friends, or whoever. So, watch your words. Watch your words.
Mm.
A person needs one thing to be truly happy.
Attitude.
Just one thing.
Attitude.
And where does a person get the attitude from?
By liking themselves.
From within themselves, right? Mm-hmm. By liking themselves. Are you ready to have that?
Yes.
Now, how is May?
Mm-hmm. Super.
How is everybody in my world?
Same. Perfect.
Okay. Perfect. Put this cause in motion for yourself now. Be master of yourself. Don't fall into the trap. Because the trap will just gobble you up and it won't spit you out. It swallows. You know? So, a person needs one thing to be truly happy, and that is a good attitude. But we are the only person on the face of the earth. So first we treat for ourselves. Then we speak our word for anything in our world. But first we treat for ourselves. A person needs one thing to be truly happy. That's a good attitude. We accept it, and it's done now. And so it is.